Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. This week, I'm looking at three new movies about secrets and lies. There's a little girl with a secret garden, an art critic with a secret past, and a woman whose future might be ending tomorrow. The Secret Garden, directed by Mark Munden, based on the book by Frances Hodgson Burnett. It's 1947. Mary, played by Dixie Edgericks, is a little English girl raised by servants in India. They dress her, feed her, and bring her whatever she wants. She likes telling stories and playing with dolls, but when her parents both die, she's shipped back as an orphan to England to live in the stately Misselthwaite Manor. It's a huge mansion with secret rooms and passageways haunted each night by scary voices moaning and echoing in the halls. It's owned by Mary's uncle, the reclusive Lord Craven, played by Colin Firth, and strictly supervised by the housekeeper, Mrs. Medlock, played by Julie Walters, who warns Mary, "Keep quiet, eat your porridge, and stay away from forbidden rooms, or Lord Craven will send you off to boarding school." Needless to say, Mary hates it there. But things take a turn when she discovers she's not the only kid. Colin, played by Eden Hayhurst, is the source of the wailing cries she hears each night. He's pale and bedridden and never leaves his room. He's her first cousin. And there's also young Dickon, played by Amir Wilson, who knows his way around the estate grounds and the misty moors beyond. So when a little bird leads Mary to an ivy-covered gate, she's delighted to find a walled garden full of sunlight, flowers, butterflies, and a bit of magic. It's a wonderful place where she can play with Dickon and tell stories. Can Mary keep her beloved garden? Will Colin ever leave his room? Will Lord Craven come out of his shell? And what other secrets does Misselthwaite Manor hold? The Secret Garden is a new adaptation of the famous children's book written more than 100 years ago. It's definitely a kid's movie, but the children aren't cutesy. They're interesting, argumentative, and rude, and the characters develop over the course of the film. Acting is good all around. I wasn't crazy about the excessive use of CGI within Mary's imagination, but that's a small point. It deals with issues like death, loss, and depression within the exciting adventure story, and its multiracial cast provides a nice break from the traditional lily white British historical drama. I enjoyed this movie. She Dies Tomorrow, written and directed by Amy Simetz. Amy, played by Caitlin Scheel, is a young woman who has it all. A lover, a devoted friend, and her first house. She just bought it and moved in today. She's happy, healthy, and financially secure, and hasn't touched a drop of alcohol in months. So why is she suddenly so depressed? Because she just found out she's going to die really soon, and there's nothing she can do about it. There's no medical report or threatening letter or anything like that. She just knows deep down inside. So how should she spend her last 24 hours making love, saying goodbye? Instead, Amy grabs a bottle of liquor, puts on her favorite sequined gown, and goes into the backyard to do some gardening. That's where her best friend Jane, played by Jane Addams, finds her a few hours later. She tries to understand Amy's feelings of fear and dread and calm her down, talk some sense into her, but a few hours later, it's Jane who's sure she's going to die. She passes it on to her brother at a birthday party, and from there, it spreads throughout the building. Is this a mass delusion, a psychological virus, and can it be stopped? She Dies Tomorrow is an uncategorizable movie with equal parts dark comedy, horror, fantasy, and satirical social drama. It's about a highly contagious virus that makes people believe they're about to die and then, maybe, kills them. It's also about what we choose to do in our last 24 hours. It dramatizes the infection using a series of intensely colored flashes of light, red, blue, and green, accompanied by murmuring voices inside the characters' heads. Really cool. And it alternates the scary parts with inane conversations about things like the sex lives of dolphins and dune buggy rides, all set within a southwestern American desert town environment. So although She Dies Tomorrow was made before the current pandemic, the surreal, impressionistic feel of the movie perfectly captures the current malaise infecting just about everybody right now. The Burnt Orange Heresy, directed by Giuseppe Capatondi, based on the novel by Charles Wilford. James, played by Clay Spang, is a handsome but cynical art critic who lives in northern Italy. He earns his living selling his, flogging his books and giving lectures to American tourists. His theme? It's not the artists who make art, or who make art great, it's the critics. Berenice, played by Elizabeth Debicki, is a strikingly beautiful woman with an acid tongue. She mysteriously appears out of nowhere at one of his lectures, and she calls his bluff. It's art, truth, and beauty that's important, not criticism and spin. They end up making passionate love in his apartment. He invites her on a trip to Lake Lac Como to visit Joseph Cassidy, played by Mick Jagger, a dilettante who married into money and is famous now as an art collector. Cassidy supports eccentric artist James Debney, played by Donald Sutherland, who lives on his estate with the hope that someday he will create a masterpiece and Cassidy can get his hands on it. Although critically acclaimed, all of Debney's paintings were destroyed in a series of fires, and now he allows no one, not even his benefactor, to look at his work. So Cassidy offers James a deal. You can have an exclusive interview with Debney if you bring me one of his paintings, and I don't care how you get it. So will James find the painting, get the painting? Will his relentless ambition lead to unforeseen future? And what is Berenice's role in all of this? The Burnt Orange Heresy is a taut, tense, noir thriller about deceit and lies within the rotten core of the fine art world. It's full of twists and surprises all throughout the film. The beautiful settings and very attractive cast stand in sharp contrast to its dark and sometimes violent theme. Debicki and Bang are fantastic. They're like a modern-day Katharine Hepburn and Cary Grant, shifting from lovers to friends to potential rivals. But and I like this one a lot, but beware, this is anything but a romantic comedy. The Secret Garden, She Dies Tomorrow, and The Burnt Orange Heresy all open today in Toronto, theatrically or video on demand. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.